What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Welcome to something brand new. It's called Rock Covers. It's a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. We are the number one strip club music podcast in the world. My name is Danny Myers. That is Alon Fong. Hi.
Howdy, folks. We got a new show.
Yes.
This is exciting, Danny Myers.
It is.
Rock cover song. So classic songs covered by new bands, other bands, fans of the original band. We've got some dope stuff encompassing all different genres and all different eras of rock.
We did some rock remix shows. We did some hip-hop remix shows. So today we decided we're going to do rock covers, and there's so many of them. But what I wanted to do is I went through, we each picked five. I picked five that I am still playing in kind of heavy rotation in the club. Now, a lot of these you're going to know. Some of them you might not know, but it might kind of re-jog your memory as to what we might do. Alon Fong, you are kicking it off, so go ahead.
Yeah, I still play these songs as well, so this all fits good. So this track, we actually talked about on our interview with Shannon Larkin, the drummer of Godsmack, when we interviewed him on our other podcast, Panda Off the Charts. This is Godsmack's cover of the Led Zeppelin classic from the first Led Zeppelin album released in 1969. This is Good Times, Bad Times, Godsmack.
No, that is one of those songs that everybody has to play air drums to. Right there. Great song. Phenomenal song. Love that. And what did Shannon say about when we did that interview with him? He said something about that song, and I can't remember exactly. Was it his favorite rock cover, or maybe one they always opened with or something?
It's one, and first of all, the drumming on it is so hard and off time. The original, John Bonham, absolutely crushed it. He could have played it straight. He didn't. There's all this off syncopated off time stuff, which Shannon mastered. And like the reason I started playing that is just the sound quality, because it recorded in the 2000s, was way bigger and fatter than the original. And they still had the groove and the soul. My biggest problem with new rock people doing covers of classic songs like Five Finger Death Punch doing Bad Company is the originals had so much soul and swing and groove. And sorry, but there's no soul in Five Finger Death Punch, and there's no groove. It's just four on the floor. It's just too white. That's the way I... So anyways, but also he told us a great story about his mom supporting him and taking him backstage and taking him to shows and stuff. It was awesome. That interview is one of my all-time favorite interviews we've ever done. So go check it out over there on Panda Off the Charts.
Yeah, we shortened the interview for the podcast, but I think we talked to him for about 90 minutes on that show. That was awesome, man. He just
got to release the whole thing.
He didn't want to hang up. I mean, he just wanted to keep talking to us. Yeah, love it.
Great conversation.
Rock covers. Let me go with one. This is originally done six years ago. I can do math. In 2017, Ed Sheeran did the original. Fame of Fire did the cover. Shape of You.
Boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you.
And if you're not real familiar with Fame on Fire, they do a lot of rock covers, and they also tour a lot too. So I keep seeing them showing up, and it's always on a night I can't get free. I would love to see them live. They're usually like opening for Fozzy or somebody like that. And they play, I hear they're a damn good show, and I've just never had a chance to see them, but bucket list.
My next track, Danny, is another Zeppelin cover. This came out in 1994 on the Tribute to Led Zeppelin and Encomium album. And for me, it's personal. I remember I had gone to a strip club in Phoenix Phoenix where I was. This is before I was actually even in the strip club industry. I would bar back another club and a long-haired rocker and this long-haired redhead comes out to this song. And I'm like, oh my God, this isn't Zeppelin. What is this? So anyways, her name was Pamela. So shout out to Pamela, her stage name. And the track's called Dire Maker from Zeppelin. The original was on Houses of the Holy, which came out in 1973. This is the Sheryl Crow cover from the 1994 tribute to Led Zeppelin and Encomium album, Dire Maker.
You want to know a little fun fact about Danny Myers here?
I love fun facts about Mr. Danny Myers.
I hate Sheryl Crow. That is actually of all of her songs, I do like that one. I like what she did with that. I just I don't know. You know, all I want to do is have some.
So Danny, if we do more rock cover shows, I'm definitely going to revisit the Encomium tribute to Led Zeppelin album. There are some great covers that I still play to this day.
Yeah. So earlier I told you about the Fame on Fire band, great rock band that does a lot of covers. Here's another great rock band. They do some covers, mostly original. We actually, one of our very first Panda Off the Charts shows that we ever did before you joined the show when I had Sean Loveless did that one with me. We had this band, Like a Storm. They were a baby band at the time, just coming out. And it was just a great, great show. And every once in a while, I still get a chance to talk to them. So this is Like a Storm. They did a song that was originally, at least kind of originally recorded by Coolio in 1995. But that's not really who did it originally. Stevie Wonder did the song originally in 1976. Stevie Wonder did it as Pastime Paradise. Coolio did it as Gangster's Paradise. And Like a Storm did it as Gangster's Paradise. So see what you think.
Valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that everyone thinks my mind is gone. But I never crossed a man that didn't deserve that. To be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and the way you're walking, cause this life will only leave your life in charge. Been spending most of my life.
Yeah, you know, I re-listened to Stevie Wonder's original version from 76, Pastime Paradise, and boy, Coolio, and I'll just say Coolio and Like a Storm did a much better version. But ooh. I don't know, but the video, I mean, did you ever see Stevie's video with that?
No.
Neither did he. Ba-dum-ps.
Wow. Wow, that's not even dad.
You didn't see that one coming, did you?
No, I did not. I walked right into that. I apologize to our listeners that I so naively walked right into that landmine of a joke.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for you.
Thanks. Oh, yeah.
I'll be here all week. Alan!
What? You going to keep an eye out like Cage from River Ghost?
Yeah, or like Dre Lacy.
There you go. Hey, Dre! It's Nick Fury. Okay, where were we? Oh, yeah, we're doing a podcast about rock covers, Danny.
Yes.
All right, so my next track is originally performed by Jimi Hendrix. It was on his debut album, Are You Experienced, released in 1967. His song was called Red House. This version is called Purple House from the Stone Free tribute to Hendrix album, which came out in 94 as well, I believe. Can you guess who the artist is by that name, Purple House?
Well, I got a track sheet in front of me.
You didn't have to ruin it by saying that. Okay, fine. It's by Prince, y'all. Check this out.
Wait a minute. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. The key will not unlock this door. No. Something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Yeah, originally done by Hendrix. And, you know, I have a cool Hendrix story I could tell you, Alon, but I think I've told you five million times. But for those of you who don't know, Jimi Hendrix was my first concert.
I hate him. He says it at least once every other show. I can't stand him. I hate him. I'm jealous. I won't lie. It's petty of me, I know. But, I'm jealous. Fucking Jimi Hendrix. He saw Jimi Hendrix in person, everybody. Jimi Hendrix, like, revolutionized rock guitar, revolutionized rock and roll. Without him,
right.
He saw him. Right. Next, he's going to tell me he was hanging out with the Beatles.
No, that was just a shade before my time. My parents wouldn't let me go to the Beatles when they were at Cincinnati Gardens because they said I was too young to go to that concert. Okay.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I was. We're doing something brand new to us today. This is the very first episode of many of Rock Covers. We want to know what you think of it. We've got five more to go, and we'll bring those to you next.
This is DJ Mike D with my chums Danny Myers and Elon Fong right here on the What's Hot in the Strip Club podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Welcome back. We are here on What's Hot in the Strip Clubs, the Pantheon Podcast Network show, and this one is rock covers. Alon Fong, Danny Myers. We are doing some of our all-time favorite rock covers, and I can't really say all of our rock favorites because there's so damn many. This is some of them. I have a list of like 30 that I came down to that I had to narrow it down for this particular show. So we will have volume 2, volume 3, volume 4, and probably volume 5 because this is a fun show. If you like these, make sure you join our Facebook group, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. That's where a lot of our listeners all joined that group, and we'd love for you to join and drop some comments in. Let us know what you think of these songs. Are you tired of me bragging about being a Jimi Hendrix for 1968 or whatever year that was? God, I was like 15. Okay.
You were back, born in the 50s?
Huh? 15.
You were born in the 50s?
Yeah, 1955.
Holy shnikes.
Yeah, I'm freaking old, dude. But you know what? You're only as old as who you feel. If I keep chasing the young girls, I'm safe.
Boy, that didn't come off creepy.
Not at all. Not at all. Can we get back to the show?
Okay. But he meant 30s.
So Black Oxygen is the name of the band. We had them as a special guest on our other podcast, Panda Off the Charts. Great guys. Incredible guys. They covered an old, six-year-old song by Post Malone and 21 Savage in 2017. Post in 21 did Rockstar. In 2022, Black Oxygen did their cover of Rockstar. Here it is. Hey. I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. Hey. All my brothers got the gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. I said it when we interviewed them, and I'll say it again. That was a track that has never been released as a single, and they missed out. Because I'm telling you, when I play this song in my club, I get people Shazamming it. So, I mean, I can see them down there on their phones. So they're either taking pictures of me or Shazamming it, and I really don't think they want pictures of me. So I'm going to assume they're Shazamming it. Alon, can you bring us the next one?
Maybe they like the silver-haired fox. The silver fox. All right, my track. This goes out to Taylor Hawkins. Foo Fighters covered this Prince classic from Purple Rain in 1984. It's a dirty song. Watch out, y'all. This is the Foo Fighters cover of Darlin' Nikki.
She took me to a castle and I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many devices, everything that money could buy. She said, sign your name on the dotted line. The lights went out, and Nikki started to grind.
And if you do not have a copy of that, a physical copy of that, or at least of the file, you're never going to get a copy of it ever again, because Foo Fighters released it and then they weren't supposed to release it, so they had to pull it, and there are no copies of that. And, you know, this is a different drum track on this version that we just played. It's not the original drums from the original drum track.
Really?
That's correct. You know how I know that?
Nope.
That's my redrum that I did when that song came out.
So you played your version of it?
That's the one you sent me. So I sent it to you a couple years ago, and you picked it. So, yeah, that's not the original. Hmm. That's not the original drum track. That's the Danny Myers redrum.
I did not know that. That's wild and wacky stuff, Danny. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
So now you really will never find the damn thing.
No.
Unless you know Alon and I, you know. So, you know, yeah. Well, I can be bribed by my Snapchat or my PayPal and my Venmo.
Pay me.
Okay. cool. Here is a song that was originally recorded by the Marshall Tucker Band in 1973. And I was so glad to see this one come out. Because when I first started DJing in the strip clubs and I heard this song, I loved it, but it was on the You're Automatically Fired If You Play a playlist sheet at work because my bosses hate Southern rock. But now I can play the Blackstone Cherry cover, Can't You See?
Gonna take a freight train down at the station, and I don't care where we go.
You know who else could not see what that woman was doing to them?
Don't say it.
Okay.
Great cover. I've never heard that one, Danny. That was very, very nice. I enjoyed that.
Okay. Alon, one of your favorite bands.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite covers. It's just so big and fat, the sound, the bass on it, everything. This is from the True Lies soundtrack originally. It's a cover of the Cream classic from 1967, their Disraeli Gears album. This is Sunshine of Your Love, as covered by the one and only Living Color.
Some of our favorite rock covers brought to you by me, Danny Myers, and that guy, Alon Fong. We have one song left. It is my pick. And before I go into it, if you like a lot of these older classic songs and you like the original artists as well, I do want to remind you, we now have the 2024 class of The Class of 2024 Strip Club Music Hall of Fame that we are searching for artists. We've already got the Class of 23 together. That already released earlier this year. We are now looking for who you think should be in the Class of 2024. The stipulation is they had to have their first relevant single or album out before 2004. We're at the 20-year plan. You can see who made the 2023 class, and you can vote on the 2024 class at stripclubhof.com. The Strip Club Hall of Fame, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, founded by Alon Fong and myself, Danny Myers. One song left. Yeah. When I grew up, you know, I told you I graduated, or I was born in 55. I graduated in 73. And one of the biggest bands at the time, and I was in a little one of those mom and pop basement bands, you know, that played every Friday and Saturday in mom's basement. We played the hell out of Grand Funk Railroad. I mean, that was just, it was such good stuff. So this is Rob Zombie's cover of We're an American Band.
She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact. Live on now with KK. I got to tell you how good is his thing. The blues ladies keep me right. As long as we can make it to the show tonight, we're an American band. We're an American band.
Alon, I don't want to stop, man. I still got a list of like 30 or more I could do, but maybe we'll do another one next month. What do you think?
I want to do the worst rock covers of all time.
Worst rock covers of all time.
Yes, the rock covers we hate. Other people love them. I hate them.
You guys tell us, do you want us to do a show on the worst rock covers ever? That actually, I think it's got kind of a cool ring to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know in our Facebook group, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Our website, whatshotitsc.com. That's where you can catch all of our shows. Make sure you keep that going. Alon, any final thoughts after we have just done our first rock cover show?
That was fun, man. Send us your ideas. What are your favorite rock covers? Let us know, man. We may not know about it. You don't know. We might not know. So we got to know. Know what I'm saying?
We got to know so the rest of you can know.
No.
Can't you see?
It's a lot of no's.
Can't you see?
Ooh.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Club with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.